You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za. Kincaid and Dreams Are Ten A Penny, and ahead of that, Giorgio and a golden oldie called Looky Looky. The time is 7 minutes past four, and in the studio with me is her ladyship.
Thank you.
Melinda Prier from Long Beach Mall. You don't even remember that. You weren't even around when those songs were hits, were you?
No, definitely not. Hey? But I do enjoy them.
Yes, neither was I. I'm just saying.
Okay, neither you, but I do enjoy them.
How the hell are you, Minin?
Oh, well, it's a public holiday today. It's a short week. Mm. I think we're all feeling that we need it.
Well, you haven't actually had the day off, have you?
No, I haven't.
No. And the reason for that is because it's all about the youngsters at Long Beach Mall over school holidays. And now you're preparing for all of that, and you're here to tell us exactly what you've got planned.
Yeah, so for the youngsters at Long Beach Mall, we've decided to kind of cater for them and have a nice kids' holiday zone up at the center court. It's something that hasn't been done before, and it's something, as a mom myself, feel that our community needs, something that the kids can go to and enjoy, and for the parents to just have a little bit of a breather. So we set up today. The kids zone will be running from the 17th of June, which is today, up until the 8th of July. So that is a nice long period. So if you haven't had a chance to go down to Long Beach Mall and see the setup, you have got plenty of time to do that.
What have you got planned?
So the idea behind that is just kind of a zone where the kids can chill out. There is a time limit of about an hour for each kid, just so that everybody can get a chance. We are trying to cater for a few age groups. Mm-hmm. There is kind of a little ball pit for your toddlers, a little tiny jumpy castle, again, for that toddler size. A lot of, you know, parents have more than one sibling, so, you know, it's trying
and
to cater.
An age spread, yeah.
Exactly, and you're trying to cater for both. So what we've done quite nicely, which I saw today when we set it up, a lot of the girls were attracted to the doodle wall that we put up. Mm. So there is a area where you can just stand and kind of color in and doodle. We've also got some little tables where they can color in for the crafty ones. We've got a simulator, virtual, what's that, VR?
Mm.
Virtual reality. Goggles that you can go and play at. We've got a simulator with a car that you can drive. We've got an air hockey and foosball. So something for the girls, something for the boys, something for the toddlers. So we've definitely...
And something for early teens as well.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
And you want that kind of spread because the little ones need to be... Someone needs to keep an eye on them. You've got the older kids there. They may not be that one's sister or brother, but they're there. And if something goes wrong, they can, you know, sound the alarm. And you've got supervision there.
Yes, we do.
And I think it's just absolutely awesome.
Thank you.
People, the idea here, of course, is that mom goes shopping. There's a place to leave their child, and the child can have some fun, and a lot of it educational. But you don't have to be shopping to go and enjoy the thing either. It could just be a place where moms can take their kid for a little bit of fun, sit and watch them play,
exactly.
Read a book, and move on.
Yeah, I think unfortunately we do live in South Africa, so a lot of us moms don't feel that comfortable leaving our youngsters there, but we do have two people supervising the areas between 10 and 3 p.m. We do obviously have Long Beach Mall security there, so it is definitely safe, but at the end of the day, you know, it is at your own risk. So I do know that a lot of kids feel safe there, and the parents have kind of left them, gone and had a coffee, come back to see that they are still fine there, and they are perfectly safe in that environment because it is closed off.
And it's set up where?
At the center court in front of Value.
Okay, so in front of Value, you've got that open space there.
Correct.
And it's set up there. Is there an upper age limit?
I mean...
Okay, you haven't enforced one, but within reason.
We definitely haven't enforced anything. It is a small-ish space, so... You know, you can't go and have like three big teenagers over the age of 15 sitting in there. Yeah. I don't think it can take that. They are the smallest side of the equipment. So that's why we've kind of left it up until about the age of 13. Mm. But, I mean, at the end of the day, if you've got an older sibling and your younger one is sitting there, we're not saying no to that.
Yeah.
We have also said that spaces are limited just so that we can control numbers. And as I said, just to keep in mind that it's not a babysitting service.
No.
It is limited to an hour. The kids are safe in that environment. You're welcome to quickly have a quick shop and know that they are safe. But it's definitely not drop them off at 10 and fetch them at 3.
That's not going to work.
No. So we just want to reiterate that to the parents out there. But I think the main thing is I know I've got two kids, and to drag them to the mall when you've got to kind of do a shop, maybe this is an idea to entice them, saying, well, I've got to do the grocery shop, but how about we have a little bit of a play beforehand or afterwards, then we do the grocery shop, then we catch a bite to eat, and we've kind of, you know, covered all areas, and we have happy kids and happy moms
I think it's the first time you've done this.
Yeah.
So it's all like new for you and experimental for you, and we're certainly hoping that the community are going to respond to it and make use of the facility.
Correct, exactly.
It's also quite a long period, as you say. It's going to be there for a while, so it's not like you have to rush out there tomorrow and be there. It's going to be there for a while, and you can use it over and over again.
Exactly, and I think that's quite nice. I met a few parents today while I was setting up and working. It was just a lot of them said, oh, well, we haven't got time now, but obviously said to the kids, please, we're going to come back in the week, because they were so eager to do it. So I think that was quite nice to hear that they, you know, want to come back, and it is an area that the kids are interested in to be there. And like we said, there's a little bit of everything for these kids, from the boys to the girls and what they want to do.
There's also a mini basketball hoop.
Yeah, it's a tiny little basketball hoop. There was a little toddler playing earlier, and I thought to myself, okay, well, this is going to go down well with missing the hoop and going into value. So that was quite funny.
So it doesn't go into value.
But luckily we've got the security and the value staff are quite kind to throw it back in.
Yeah. Oh, boy. The trick is get the child to throw the ball into value so mom has to go in there.
That's quite devious, right?
All right. Look, you're doing a lot of work for your customers, but this is also for the community.
Correct.
Long Beach Mall has a focus on community. Just talk a little bit about that.
So a big part of how we market Long Beach Mall is the fact that we are a community shopping center. We obviously all based here in the Valley, and when you've got your essential goods that you need to get, they are available at Long Beach Mall. And we try and provide something for everyone as much as possible, and that's where the community aspect comes in. And to be able to try and give back as much as possible to the community. So we have an initiative that's coming up for next month, which is for Mandela Day. We did it last year where we collaborated with 67 Blankets. This year we'll do the same, where we're going to be asking our community to knit little squares. I saw Judy was getting
last knitted. Night while she was babysitting.
Getting her knitting needles out and getting people to knit little squares. And these will obviously, we will combine them into blankets, and then these will be donated again to our community. And so, you know, we're always looking for ideas where we can collaborate with someone and give back to our community in some way. December, we obviously had the gifts that we did at the Christmas tree, which were those angels that, and that was absolutely amazing.
Well, that whole Christmas campaign was very successful, wasn't it?
Very successful. Yeah. I mean, each one of those children, those angels actually received a gift from that. So, and that was a huge amount. I think there was a total of 46, if not more, gifts that were given. Wow. So again, and that was all to the areas around, the valley. So we try and keep it within that all the time. And, you know, we also did something for the firefighters in December, where we went to our tenants and asked them if they could contribute somehow, eye drops from the optometrists, juices, waters, all that sort of thing. Even Spur had a whole lot of burgers that they gave out. So, again, whatever we can do to try and help, we will be there.
Doing a great job of it. I know that there's a whole program that you've got coming up, and I've seen that program, and it's impressive.
Thank you.
One of the items, and this is like a part two of something that happened a while ago. One of the events is the launch of the cookbook.
Correct. That's now, coming up soon.
Yeah, so that started a while ago. You got all the recipes. There was a whole tasting and photographing session. Where are we at the moment?
Okay, yeah. So we basically started off in January. It's been a long project where we obviously then came to you guys and to the community to send in their recipes, and we had an influx of recipes. It was wonderful. We had some great selections. Part of that was then we did the cook-off again at Fish Hook High School, and then we had a lot of those dishes photographed. And then once they were photographed, we then have now gone through that design process.
Yes.
Where the designer basically puts together the photographs with the ingredients and the recipes, and we're just compiling the book as such. Mm. So we've received the first draft of it, which is very exciting. Mm. The people that entered their recipes, they have received their copy of what has been received to do obviously all the double checkings because those things, you know.
Once they're printed, they're printed.
Yeah, once they're printed, but also it's a difficult one because you have to standardize a recipe book.
Mm.
So, you know, everybody who sent in a recipe doesn't send it in the same format.
Yes.
So that's been probably one of the most challenging parts, is to try and format it in the right fashion, and then to obviously just inform the people that we're trying to keep to a standard recipe. Mm. So that's important. But part of that recipe book is we're also going to touch on a little bit of the history of the valley, which is so beautiful. And then obviously acknowledgements to all the people that were part of this book.
All right. Well, that's all happening soon.
Soon. So, yes. August is, we're looking at sort of the end of August for launching it.
That's just around the corner, because your eyes and it's already the end of June.
Well, I'm doing all the planning for it, so definitely.
It feels like it's happening right now for you.
Exactly.
Minnan, thank you for all that you do at the mall, and for making it a place that is good to visit. There's always something happening. You're working very, very hard at that. And I hope that parents will take advantage of this remarkable facility over the holiday time. And I'm sure there are a lot of adults listening to us and will go into the mall and think, well, I wish I was a kid again, but you can't be.
You can't be. There was a dad that was like, can I go and play too?
And also grandparents, you can take your kids down. You know, you can take the children off the young ones off your kids' hands, let them go out and have a dinner and or a lunch or whatever. And you can take the grandkids down to the mall, and that's always a great value. Minnan, thanks for coming in this afternoon. You're very special,
Richard.
And I certainly hope it's going to be a success.
Thank you so much.